weekend wherever you are and whatever time it is. My radio play at Mo1 Drama, brought to you by the Theater of the Mind Collective, is here to offer you a brand new series of 1950s detective noir comedy set in Malaysia in the 2020s. All our audio dramas have been grown from the grassroots of society by struggling artists. Therefore, we would like to thank our supporters for this ability to produce this show. We depend on you hitting the like, share, follow, and subscribe buttons for us to dream bigger dreams of making more for the arts. Or else, we will be forced to sacrifice our souls to other industries just to pay our bills. So hit that button and make our day, or night, wherever you are. And thank you. My radio play at Mo1 Drama presents to you Derek Kong, Private Detective.
p.m., TTDI Park. I was investigating the disappearance of a man named Richard Kwan, a property owner who had blipped out of his social media accounts 3 weeks ago like he was non-existent. At least that's how it appeared when the distraught cafe employee Soraya called me yesterday morning. My only leads were a group of mountain bikers around TTDI from a photo she had sent me. Kwan's family in Canada were anxious, and rightfully so. I needed to discover the whereabouts of Kwan ASAP, but was hindered by the lack of information presented by Soraya. All I had was one cycle helmet that I had found in the bushes and a 20-year-old food server who thought she was some hot new PI. She gave herself away when she called a zucchini a courgette. Or was it the leader of the cycling group, Jason Fernandez, who gave himself away when he called a courgette a zucchini? I had brought Soraya to the park for questions, where I discovered her real motives for hiding information about Kwan and his family's anguish.
They agreed they'd pay for any investigation expenses. Like, money's no problem. Just find him, lah.
When was it that he was in danger?
That morning when I called you. I realized I was in too deep when Richard's cousin in Canada hacked his email and found that nothing had been opened for 3 weeks. He had 48 emails untouched in there, including the one sent by his family, and there were no emails from any tenants, past or present. I got scared.
So, if I hadn't asked you to come clean, would you have told me all this crucial information?
Maybe I was stupid for thinking this, but somehow I thought that I could still... I don't know...
Take all the credit for solving the case. I'm disappointed, Soraya.
I guess so. I'm so very, very sorry. It was stupid. I feel like...
A schmutz. I know.
And here's another exciting half hour of Derek Kong, Private Detective, starring Gavin Yup as Derek Kong.
I should have been angry with this young upstart pseudo-sleuth for trying to pull the wool over my eyes, but I wasn't. Soraya was keen, quietly confident, and intelligent. She had all the markings of a potential detective, and underneath it all, she was a good sort. I decided to cut her some slack when I noticed the park had become full of exercise enthusiasts in their twilight years.
Aduh, sakitnya.
You know, I heard since cases went up macam tu.
I walked 1,243 steps, huh? That's like 23 steps more than yesterday, tau.
I guess it's another MCO, look.
Adoy, MCO, CMCO, RMCO, PKP, PPKPP. Ya Allah, macam mana ni? After this, we go home and cannot come out for 12 weeks, is it? Dah lama tak jumpa cucu I, tau.
Adoy, how to use my Fitbit in the house lagi?
You see that?
What? Typical old people?
Exactly. Come on, we've got very little time.
What are you talking about? I'm not old.
Richard Kwan.
Huh?
It's all beginning to add up. I was bringing Soraya to the place where I'd found the cycle helmet in the bushes. The mountain bike path was commonly used, but it struck me as odd that the helmet was buried so deep inside the shrubbery. A place where nobody on wheels would see it. Was it hidden there deliberately? If so, Quan was in the thick of an old, prickly conundrum. To be sure, I just needed one more clue. His bike.
Just so you know, lah, I don't normally follow middle-aged men who wear raincoats and go behind bushes in the park. Okay?
I'm glad. And just so you know, I don't normally ask people to follow me on a case. Especially somebody who's young, inexperienced, and who tried to swizzle me out of my good reputation.
Okay, point taken. What were you looking for?
Quan's bike.
Well, I hope it isn't green, or we'll be looking forever, can?
It was white.
How do you know that?
There were two blue bikes, one black, one gray, and a white one in the photo you sent me. I've accounted for the others.
Oh, so you go by deductions, Mr. Kong. Nice.
The light's getting dim. Let me use my flashlight. And hello. Right there. Come on. Help me get this. You pull the back wheel. And I'll... Got it.
Wow. That's the one in the photo. Look. One blue bike parked by the wall. One more against the drain pipe with the black one. The grey one over by the signboard behind Mr. Kwan's arm. And the white one is half in the picture again. But you see it. It's the same one, lah. Shouldn't we remove the weeds and take it in for evidence?
Not so fast, Miss Soraya. Examine the photo more carefully. And then look at this photo of the four bikes I took this morning.
Okay. I'm looking, but I don't know what I'm looking for.
There's the interesting matter of signs and symbols. A marker for this case that ensures we're not dealing with just a dime a dozen amateurs.
I see the brands are different. The wheels are different. The spoke clips? They've got different colored spoke clips. They're those LED wheel lights for riding at night, right?
That would normally be their function, except for one factor. The design painted over them.
Okay, I'm zooming in. They've got spirals. Like a three-petaled flower or something.
That, Miss Soraya, is a triad gangster symbol.
Triads? Gangsters? Oh my god!
Triads mean organized crime. It also means they don't go for small fries. How rich did you say Quan is?
His family is very, very rich. Do you think they've kidnapped him for ransom?
If it was a mere ransom that they were after, they would have made contact with his family. Instead, they've made him disappear.
Oh my god, you don't mean he's...
Dead? Not yet, Soraya. This particular gang still need him for as long as it takes to get what they want. I can't tell you what they might do after that. Something tells me they won't need him for much longer.
That's not a ransom note, is it?
No, it's a receipt for a purchase I made earlier. Can you ride a bike, Miss Soraya?
Yes.
Take Quan's bike and get to Fun Sport Cycles before it closes. Pick up a super lightweight e-turbo mountain bike reserved in my name and meet me at Restaurant Ismail on the main road.
Okay. So you do trust me, huh?
Let's call it a probationary period for your junior detective post. But before you go, I need to remove the LED wheel light.
But won't I need it for my safety?
Believe me, it's safer for you without it. Besides, this small but inconspicuous gadget is gonna lead us to Quan.
See you later, Mr. Kong! Thank you for believing in me!
Jom ke Restoran Ismail?
Restoran Ismail?
Mm-hmm.
Cari makan-makan, a foodie's heaven, serving the best biryani since 77.
Mm.
Cari makan-makan, and I know the best way. Chicken and mutton, murtabak brightens a gloomy day. Hey!
Restaurant Ismail.
By the time I reached the park gate, I was parched. Luckily for me, the roti man was still doing the rounds, and he had a nice cooler box of chilled drinks on his bike.
Yes, uncle? Roti? God, hopefully God, I have the nice butter cake, quay piece of horse steak, but I'm a smart uncle. Uncle, mau apa cakap dah, uncle?
Whew, I'm sure thirsty. I could do with a nice cold Fanta.
Yeah, very hoty, uncle. No problem. Today I bring cooler box. Stock many cold drink. Can sure lose your thirsty, uncle.
The drink did quench my thirst. However, I still had the problem of the LED spoke light. Due to my suspicions of its actual purpose, I improvised a solution. I took out my penknife and began to cut through the aluminium can. With the can top firmly removed, I placed the LED light inside it. The serrated top of the can had to be folded over to encase the device inside. With that task accomplished, I casually headed over to Restaurant Ismail for my rendezvous with Soraya.
Yes, boss. Minum.
Tea ice lima, boss.
Makan.
Tak mau. Did you get the mountain bike?
I did. I had to bring them one by one because there's no way you can wheel two bikes at the same time. They're parked right here by the steps so I can see them. But why are we sitting here drinking iced tea instead of searching for Richard Juan? I don't get it. And why do we need the bikes?
Teh ice limau.
Terima kasih, boss. First pay for the drinks and then watch that bus stop with me.
Okay. So, what are we watching the bus stop for?
It won't take long. Describe the people you see walking about.
Right by the park silver Myvi is a man with a newspaper under his arm. Maybe it's the star. He has a KK Mart bag and he's walking across to Mr. DIY. Okay, number two is a couple. Youngish, maybe mid-20s. She's wearing a tudung, t-shirt, and he's in skinny jeans. It's their Myvi by the looks of it. Yep.
Over there.
Number three. That's an old lady.
One of those typical old people?
Yeah, like maybe in her 70s. Grey hair, tudung macam Queen Elizabeth, specs on the end of her nose, skinny ankles. She's on her phone. I've never seen Queen Elizabeth do that. She walks kind of fast for an oldie. And she stopped, looking around. Must be waiting for a bus.
Good. Keep watching her.
She's weird.
Not so typical now, huh?
No, she doesn't look like she's waiting for anything, really. More like she's looking for something. She's referring to her phone and then she looks around the bus stop. Now she's looking on the ground behind the bus stop. Weird.
Wait for it. There.
Oh my God, she's hitching up her sarong. Look at those calves. Oh, she's climbing the dustbin. No!
Yes, Miss Soraya. That's no typical old lady.
No! That's a man! Wait, that thing he picked up. What was it?
That was the LED spoke light from Kwan's bike. I tossed it up there on the roof.
Look down! Don't stare!
He's looking right this way. Keep looking down until I tell you it's safe.
Is that one of the Triad gangsters, Mr. Kong?
The Triads don't do their own dirty work. They use other small-time crooks for that. But sometimes, those small-time crooks become a sinister crime network of their own.
Is it safe to look up yet? I hope he doesn't see Richard Spike.
No, not yet. But he knows that somebody is onto them. He was alerted by the movement from the small RFID chip placed inside the LED spokelight. He knows that it was deliberately moved by the way that RFID chip was carried without any signal and placed on the bus shelter roof. Now that is a tracking device. The signal disappeared at the park when I shielded it with an aluminium can, and then reappeared here when I took it out. All the gang members used them to keep track of each other's whereabouts.
Hey, it's you, I saw your super lightweight e-thermal mountain bike outside, eh? Hey, you got called that Jason Fernandez fella or not?
Yes.
Hey, well, why are you looking at that fella dressed like some old lady, Funny, that guy, almost look okay. Like the other mountain bike fella. What's his name? The Vanilla Ice, man. I know, lah. Hey, actually, why are you looking so stressed? Sorry. Okay, relax a bit, Okay, don't worry. Be happy. Good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheese and blast! Granny dude looked up. Did he see us? All the bikes? How do you know so much about these crooks and gang members, Mr. Kong?
Because, Miss Soraya, this is the last member of the notorious Nenek gang, a.k.a. Francis Nair, a.k.a. Ice Mocha, a.k.a. Vinny Kanagalingam, whom you served a salmon egg toast with extra ciabatta bread this morning.
Yes, it's him! Nenek gang? You mean he was part of a gang of grannies? Or men who dressed up as old ladies?
The members who dress up as old ladies and conduct bank robberies, hold up security vans and steal jewelry, cash, and gold from their unsuspecting victims. They were in full swing by the early 90s. But in 97, they were almost all caught in a botched-up gold heist. The police hunted them down for years, catching them one by one. The ringleader was killed in a shootout near Nilai on the North-South Expressway in 2007. And three of the final four were caught in Taiping just 2 months ago, trying to steal a rare white jade and gold Buddha statue from an Airbnb owner. But Francis Nair, a.k.a. Ice Mocha, a.k.a. Vinny Kanagalingam, was suspected to have gone to Canada, yet he disappeared without a trace. Until now, that is.
Wow, the 90s had stuff like that. Cool!
Yep, sure did. You can look up now. He's on the go. Grab your bag. No sudden moves. Let's get the bikes.
I knew we had to act fast to find Kwan, but I was anxious about having Soraya in tow. I felt somehow responsible for the kid. The Nenek gang were a nefarious lot. Even if Francis Nair, a.k.a. Ice Mocha, a.k.a. Vinny Kanagalingam, was the last uncaptured member. To be back in crime from his hideaway meant one thing. He was desperate. And a desperate mobster meant danger. I had to ensure Soraya's safety, but she had had one whiff of real detective work and she was hooked, ready for the chase.
He's heading towards the fire station. Let's keep our distance and see where he's going.
And if he turns around and sees us?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, maybe he won't recognize you because you're wearing different clothes, but he'd recognize me. I know. I'll quickly bend down and tie my shoelaces.
Never make any sudden moves, Soraya. Always put yourself in the position of action, not reaction.
Then what action can I take?
I'll follow him on foot, and you take Kwan's bike in the opposite direction. Go around the block and wait at the Maybank car park. Here, take Kwan's helmet.
Ew! Okay. What if he's not going that way?
He's going back the way he came. Before he reaches the fire station, he's going to turn right, back down the alleyway he came from. You'll be ready to follow him from the other side, and he'll suspect nothing.
Okay! Roger that, Mr. Kong!
Just as I suspected, Vinny Kanagalingam was about to turn into the alleyway beside the fire station, and he did look around. And in my general direction. I was sleuthing into the shadow of a large gray delivery van, and my view was eclipsed by its wing mirror. Oh no.
Hello! Uncle! Uncle, meet you again. You're here. Good. Have you taken your dinner? Oh, you got bicycle today. Very nice. What kind is it? Huh? What model?
It's a super lightweight mountain bike.
Where you buy?
From Fun Sports Cycles.
Scared to ride, is it? I'm on my way already. My wife calling. Yes, sir. On the way. You don't know how to ride yet, is it, Uncle? Okay. Good luck, Uncle. Bye.
Well, flying fish balls on a skewer. That was close. Vinia turned around and waited, vigilantly looking in my general direction. I ducked, and I was glad that Suraya was no longer beside me. I'd lost precious moments. When Vinny turned the corner, I picked up my pace. I had reached the end of the block and peeped down the alleyway. I saw Vinny hit a jogging pace, removing his headscarf, wig, and spectacles in one fell swoop. He lifted his sarong over his head and created a nice, tidy sling bag. Underneath, he was wearing cycling shorts. His bike was chained to the post where a restaurant worker was washing plates in an outdoor sink over a drain. Vinny had unchained his bike and was riding away. I hopped onto my super new mountain bike with E-Turbo to catch up. By the time I reached the end of the alleyway, Vinny was off and was heading straight beyond the Maybank car park with Soraya hot on his heels.
You see that house? The one with the tall trees and big metal gate? He went in there.
By the time I had caught up with Soraya, she had already identified the house that Vinny entered. It was a fairly decent-sized bungalow surrounded by tall, lush trees and numerous potted plants lined up in the driveway. The gates were closed, the porch was dimly lit. But from my viewpoint on the other side of the road, I could see the wheels of four bicycles under the awning. The same four bicycles belonging to Jason Fernandez and his group of cycling friends. Is this Richard Kwan's house? Is he somewhere inside? Is Kwan dead or alive? PM. I'd been standing outside the house for 20 minutes, watching for any signs of action from inside. The house was dark, except for a single light from a lamp visible in the downstairs window. I had sent Soraya to check for any back entrances and was browsing Instagram while I waited for her to return. It was at this moment when Jason Fernandez posted a photo. A picture of gloved hands holding handlebars on a bike trail. A fast-moving action shot in broad daylight. What made this photo unusual was that one of the hands held three fingers up and was not gripping the handlebar like the other. That could only mean one thing. A coded message to the triads.
There's no back entrance, just houses. I checked every possible route. Nada.
Thank you. You did good, Miss Soraya. And I have one last request for you tonight. That is, if you're not too tired.
Sure. What's that?
Make your way to the police station and tell them everything. Things are about to get interesting.
But what about Kwan? What about you? What about the Nini gang and Vinny Icemoka?
I'll be around when the cops arrive. We have enough evidence. You have Kwan's bicycle and helmet.
But I can't leave you here. Or Kwan. Not when we're this close. What's going to happen to him?
That's precisely why, Miss Soraya, we're this close.
But it's not fair! I want to help!
You'll help most by bringing the strong arm of the law here after explaining to them the whole story. They are the ones who make arrests. We've done our part.
Okay!
Are you all right to cycle, or do you want me to get you a car?
I've got this! Take care, Mr. Kwan!
I had hoped that Soraya would be able to explain to the cops the whole situation without running into the wee hours of the morning. But even so, I felt some relief that she was out of danger. I didn't feel the same way about Kwan. By now, Fernandez and gang knew their plans were rumbled, and there was no telling what they might do to him. Vinny was by far the most violent mobster this side of the Liberia Sprint, and I didn't like Kwan's chances with him. I strode over to the gate. I alighted my bike, hid it inside the longkang, and covered it with palm leaves, away from prying eyes and thieves. The gate was locked, and I couldn't see any cameras, but to be safe, I stood outside the neighboring house. At least their wall wasn't so high, and I could see the house more clearly from across their yard. I could hear shouts from inside. Time to SMS Rakan Cop.
You should have been more careful, man. It was better left there last. You should have removed it, you know, disabled it, you idiot.
Shut it, Jason. This is my deal, not yours.
That's it. I needed to get into the compound. From there, I would be able to hear what type of a situation is going on in there. Maybe determine where Kwan may be. I had made it into the neighbor's yard and was about to scale their adjoining wall when the security systems went on high alert.
Ooh, okay. There, fella. Ooh, you're a cute little teeth-bearing savage doggy-woggy. What's your name, huh? Dogzilla? Huh? Okay.
I had to get the heck out of here and into Kwan's compound as soon as I could. I made my way to what seemed to be the side entrance.
You sent a signal? Are you crazy?
I thought... Oh, damn. What about Kwan?
Ah, he's useless! Get rid of him!
I am not going down for murder.
No, please, Vinny. But look, let's talk reason. I only joined because you said it was business. Purely business. You said that he owed you money. Nothing about murdering anyone. I want out. I don't want to be here. I just want a well-paid job.
You don't go anywhere. You do as I say, you crazy brat. I knew I shouldn't have fired you. This is reality, woman. It's live.
I broke a small side window and let myself in. I found myself in a utility room extension that had a closed door to the kitchen. Somewhere just beyond this door, the stakes were high, and getting higher by the minute.
What if we just ask him about the renovations?
How the hell would he? Okay. Get him down here now!
Wait. After we get what we want, we are leaving with it, right? We're not going to...
Shut up! I decide what we're doing! Not you!
Yeah, but Vinny, calm down a bit.
Get him down now! We'll get him to speak, even if we have to.
Okay, I'm getting him, eh? Help me, will you, Bob?
I'd heard enough to know that they were talking about the 67 gold bars from the 94 heist that they never recovered. Some of the Nenik gang members had hidden them in an undisclosed location. They kept the secret as they awaited their release from jail in 2021. Only Vinny would know about them. Now that his friends in Taiping were in the lockup, he was the last remaining member who knew of their existence and where. They must have searched this house for 3 weeks. I wonder if they looked in the water tank. The big boss of the Nenik gang loved hiding his loot in water tanks, but Vinny, just a low-ranking member, wouldn't know that.
Okay, right here he is. Richard, please tell him everything, okay? This is your last chance.
Now, for the last time, what renovation works were completed in 94 by my friends?
I swear, I told you, I have no idea.
No! He was gonna kill him.
What have you done? Is he dead? Let's get out of here, eh?
Look out!
He'll make it. And I'm Kong, by the way. Derek Kong. Private detective.
Police!
Just in the nick of time. a.m. It was an ordinary Tuesday morning at the office in TTDI. I'd gone for a bike ride, watched a YouTube video, and read the newspaper report on the capture of Francis Nair, a.k.a. Ice Mocha, a.k.a. Vinny Kanagalingam, the last member of the notorious Nenik gang, and the retrieval of the missing gold bars for which there was a sizable reward. I was about to walk over to Quartet Cafe when my phone rang.
Hello?
Kong. I just called to tell you that the Kwans are so over the moon at Richard's rescue and wanted to say thank you. Richard said he owes you his life. Did you get the thank you gift they sent?
I sure did. Although, I have no idea what to do with half a bitcoin of cryptocurrency. Can it buy us some lunch?
I think it can buy much more than that, Mr. Kong.
Miss Soraya, how would you like to be an executive assistant to TTDI's most successful private detective?
I'd love that, Mr. Kong.
Tell your Ma Intan and Cousin Adi that you've got a job.
Wow! Awesome! I won't let you down, Mr. Kong.
Gong si, Miss Soraya.
And that was the end of a two-part episode of Derek Kong, Private Detective, The Zucchini Bicycle Case, brought to you by Theater of the Mind, supported by Chandana. The Theater of the Mind Collaborative. Derek Kong was played by Gavin Yup, who also played Richard Kwan. Soraya was played by Sharifa Amani, who also played Machi Bawang. Jason Fernandez by Douglas Lin. Vinny and the Roti Man were played by Radhi Khalid. Natasha Modali played Marsha and Perumpuan Tua 2. Caleb Ungahlok, Bob, the food server and police. And Perumpuan Tua 1 was myself, Anita Wu. Directed by Gavin Yap. Created and written by Amina Jindani, with myself as executive producer for MO1 Productions. Any resemblance to real persons, dead or alive, or other real-life groups of people, past or present, is purely coincidental. The places are real, so do come and pay us a visit. Join us for the next episode of Derek Kong, Private Detective, in the Case of the Fishy Ghost, coming soon. All our audio dramas have been grown from the grassroots of society by struggling artists. Therefore, we would like to thank our supporters for this ability to produce this show. We depend on you hitting the like, share, follow, and subscribe buttons for us to dream bigger dreams of making more for the arts. Or else we will be forced to sacrifice our souls to other industries just to pay our bills. So hit that button and make our day or night, wherever you are. Follow the My Radio Play hashtag for our updates on our special offers, or leave a comment. My name is Anita Wu. Good night, or good day, and thank you for listening.